Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.
Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney, and this is my father, Raz.
At Higher Ground Financial Group, where we place your feet on higher ground. Financial feet, right?
Yes. We're all about reducing the three biggest killers of retirement, which are risk, fees, and taxes. Again, risk, fees, taxes. Our website is riskfeestaxes.com, and you can go there and click the link and make an appointment with us, and we'll give you fiduciary advice specific to you. Now, today we want to talk about one risk that is common to pretty much everybody who retires, and that's longevity risk, the risk of living too long. That's so great. You want to live a long time, right? How can you live too long?
Right. You don't want to die young. But the problem is, you want to make sure that your money lasts, right?
Yes. So living too long in the context of retirement planning means you live longer than your money does. You run out of money. And that's a big fear that many people who are preparing for retirement have. So what can you do to minimize longevity risk? Well, if you have any sort of guaranteed income, then that can never run out. So if you're lucky enough to have a pension, and you may have a government pension. Usually most pensions these days are run by the government. So if you had a government job, you probably have a government pension, and that is guaranteed for life. And in fact, everybody listening pretty much has access to one pension, which is Social Security. Yeah. So you have at least a baseline, a small pension, Social Security, and you may not have a job pension as well, but pensions are probably the best way to minimize longevity risk.
Because pensions are basically a guaranteed income for the rest of your life, right? No matter how long you live, you can never outlive that. It's going to come in forever. And originally, pensions were insurance companies. Insurance companies were the ones that did put pensions in place, but they became expensive. As companies trying to cut costs or trying to minimize expenses, they cut out pensions because they were very expensive to run. Why are they so expensive?
Well, providing those guarantees is difficult for a really long period of time. And people are living longer and longer. So it used to be that they had to set aside a certain amount of money for every person because they knew on average you would live a certain age. And the people that lived longer, they benefited from the people who died earlier because those accounts could be used for the longer lived clients. And that's how pensions work. But the problem is the longer people live, as medical science improves and we live a longer and longer period of time, then that money has to last longer. So the company that's guaranteeing the pension has to set aside more money. And that's why a lot of times contributing to a pension plan from your employer becomes more and more expensive. And that's why most companies have gotten rid of pensions.
So the only one that can afford it is the government now, right? Because they have unlimited access to your tax money.
Yes. And they can just print more anytime they want, right?
So they still have pensions. And they have good pensions. And if you work for the government, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying that you have access to a pension where most of the people, Americans, don't have access. And so you should be thankful. Having a pension really can stabilize your income in retirement and also give you some many other advantages that without a pension you might not have. So if you don't have a pension, what can you do?
Yeah, you might be listening to us thinking, why are you talking about pensions? I don't have one. And how does this help me at all?
So you can buy your own pension. You can do a private pension. So you don't have to rely on your job or your government to pay you a pension. You can create your own pension. How do you do that? Well, first of all, you have to have money, right? And let's say you have $1 million or $10 million or $2 million, whatever it is, $500,000, and you have a choice. You can either take money out and take on the risk of living too long and running out of money.
And you just hope you don't spend too much so you don't run out.
Or you can transfer that risk to an insurance company. And you may not like insurance companies. That's okay. you just got to like them a little more than being broke, right? And a joke about that is sometimes insurance companies can help you with taxes and stuff. And you say, well, I don't like insurance companies. Well, you just got to like paying taxes a little less than the, you hate insurance companies, right? So on that note, you know, insurance companies are ideally suited for longevity risk, and they guarantee that you will never run out of money. Now, is it worthwhile for you? That I don't know. So for some people, having a lifetime income would be great. For some people, not so good, because when you do buy a pension, you're giving up that asset, just as if you're buying something else.
But Raz, I heard with some pensions, you actually do get a refund if you die early. So yeah. There used to be the traditional type of pension that you would buy in the private pension would go away when you die, just like Social Security goes away. And those still exist. Those are in the private sector. They're called SPIAs, single premium immediate annuities.
Right.
But those are not the only kind. In fact, they are not the most popular kind of private pension these days.
And even those, they come with some guarantees of, you know, first of all, you can't ever run out of money, but they come with a 10-year certain or 20-year certain or second dime. There's plenty of different certainties you can put on there to make sure that, you know, it comes even if you die within the first couple of years. However, that aside, there are other pensions that you can take a look at with insurance companies that, you know, may be worthwhile. You don't have to do, it's not an all or nothing. So let's say you have $1 million available. You don't need to put all of it into a pension. Maybe you only need $1,000 or $2,000 a month to make sure that your basic living expenses are taken care of. So you put just enough to do that and have your other money grow at a much higher rate and much more freedom.
So how do you know how much of your money you want to protect with some kind of pension? How much income do you actually need? Well, take a look at your monthly expenses. You want to have guaranteed lifetime income to meet your basic expenses, what you have to spend. So since you're always going to have a utility bill, or you're always going to have a food bill, you're always going to have your phone bill, whatever bills and money that you're going to spend every month for the rest of your life, that's not really going to change. In fact, it'll probably increase with inflation. So you need enough pension to cover that. And so count up your Social Security. Maybe your Social Security will meet part of it, a third of it, half of it, whatever you need. Then the rest of it, we need to find out how much of your money you would need to set aside to guarantee a pension for the difference. And once your basic living expenses are guaranteed and covered, then the rest of your money is your fun money, your play money. And you don't have to have all of your money in a pension, but pensions really do help with peace of mind. There's a number of studies that show that people that have guaranteed lifetime income live happier in retirement and less stress in retirement.
Less likely to have a heart attack. Without a pension, you're more likely to have a heart attack within 6 months of retirement. With a pension, the numbers change dramatically.
Yes. And so you might be thinking, well, you keep saying pension. What's another word for pension? Well, another word for pension will be annuity. And so what we're talking about on the private sector will be an income annuity, because annuity is basically a synonym with pension. That's the same thing.
But Dan, there's so many insurance companies out there. There's so many different annuities. How do I pick the right one? How do I find out what's the right one for me?
Well, you can talk to us. You can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Fine. How do you know? I mean, you have so many to choose from. How do you know which one's
best? Today, there's about 2,600 different annuities available. So they're not all best for every person. Some are better than others.
So we have software that analyzes all the different pensions, all the different annuities out there, all the different iterations. And that software helps us determine which is the best at any given day for a specific person. And a different annuity will be better for different people based on what their needs are, what they're trying to do.
Right. So we are independent and we're fiduciaries. So we recommend what is in your best interest. And it may be different depending on when you call us or who you are, what their recommendation is. And so we work with you to find out what is the best for you specifically. Now, another question we get regarding pensions, let's say you do have a government pension. You usually have a few choices when you take that pension. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can take a lump sum instead. A lot of employer pensions are set up that way, where you could take a lump sum pension or you could take a monthly pension.
So you have a choice. At that point when you retire, you can choose either an income for the rest of your life or a lump sum, then you do what you want with it and you take on the risk yourself.
So if a good way to figure out it before you decide, do you take the lump sum or not, check and see what it is that you can guarantee in a pension on the private sector for that amount of money, because it may be better because interest rates are higher now potentially than what they were a few years ago when your pension number was calculated. So having a lump sum may be to your advantage. And then sometimes these pension plans were set up so long ago, the interest rates were very solid and they guarantee such a good rate that you cannot beat that with any private pension.
So in those cases, taking a lump sum would really be a detriment. It would really be leaving a lot of money on the table.
And so even if you take a monthly pension, and if you're married, you have another choice. Should you take one that ends when you die, no matter when you die? Or should you take one that you and your spouse will both get the same pension for the rest of your life? So when whoever dies first, they get the other one gets to keep the same amount. Or do you want something in between? Maybe you pass away and your wife gets half the number that's remaining. Every choice you make, especially if there's a survivor benefit, it's going to reduce the amount of money that you get.
Right.
So what can you do? Well, if you believe that you're both going to live a long time and you want to take the risk, then you could go ahead and keep the higher pension. Or if you are, let's say on the other side, flip side, if maybe you are very unhealthy and you don't have a long life expectancy, then it might really be to your advantage to take a lower pension so you make sure your spouse could continue when you pass away. But what if you're not sure? You don't know a lot. I mean, and only God knows when you're going to pass away, right? So what can you do to prepare for any circumstance? One way is called pension maximization. And so if you take a higher pension with no survivor benefit, but take the money that you would have spent to buy the survivor benefit, meaning the reduced amount. So you could get $5,000 as a single pension or a $4,000 joint pension. Well, maybe the other $1,000, go ahead and take a $5,000 single pension, but set aside $1,000 a month in an investment account, or better yet, an insurance policy that will
guarantee
a certain payment to your wife when you pass away. So if you die early, she gets no pension anymore, but she has this big lump sum death benefit or life insurance. If you live a long time.
And with that, she can set up her own pension if she wants at that time.
Exactly. Or if you live a really long time, and then this money that you set aside in the investment or in the insurance policy, that'll be there for both of you to use for any reason, to supplement retirement income. So that strategy is called pension maximization, and it works really well to not only keep your longevity risk minimized, but also minimize the risk of actually, dying too early and not getting as much value out of it.
Yeah, and we had a couple that the husband thought for sure he was going to outlive his wife. He was going to live a lot longer than his wife. He was healthy, sturdy, and everything else, and yet he died, and he had focused everything that would last until he died, and so his wife really didn't have a lot of money left at all when he died, and so she was in trouble. So it's very important to take a look at all your longevity in your family. It's important to look at all the different aspects and trying to make the right decision. And that's where we come in. Go to our website,
riskfeestaxes.com,
and make an appointment and really try to figure out what's the best for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.